Welcome, welcome to another...
The official podcast of The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
You hear that, dude? The Leaky Cauldron.
Just go! We're wasting time!
Welcome to Pottercast, your number one source for news, theories, discussion and interviews with people from the Potter books and films. I know a small amount myself, having written the books. My name is J.K. Rowling. I am now happy to introduce your hosts, Melissa, John and Sue.
Oh, Sue's not here, but hey guys.
Hello.
What's going on?
Thank you guys for coming to this very special first live show since last summer.
Since last summer. Gosh, all of the Book 7 live shows we did, that was crazy.
So please forgive us if we're a little rusty in the chains here. Before the actors get here, we're told they're coming soon. We just want to talk to you guys for a brief bit about this conference. We're new to it. We haven't really been able to see much yet. What are you guys doing here? Are you all here for Potter, or are you here for other fandoms as well? Potter, Potter. Potter.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts, that's a cool game. Love that game.
Nice crossover. Very nice.
Very cool.
Well, what other stuff are you waiting to see here? Who else is going to go see the Wiz Rockumentary later? Yeah. 11 o'clock in this room, right? Yeah. We're excited for that. What else, Potter, is happening here this weekend?
Oh, that's right, the Wizard Rock Ball.
I don't have a dress.
There are some other Wizard Rock bands, I think, from Florida. Here.
What are their names?
Wither Wings.
Wither Wings. I've never seen Wither Wings. What kind of music is it? Thank you.
Wizard
Well, there's
Rock.
Wiz Hop now, and there's Wizard Rap, and there's... We haven't done this in so long.
It brings me back because it's like the last time we did these, we could say, okay, Severus Snape, live or die. And Harry
Severus
Potter,
Snape, live or die.
Yeah.
See, I knew somebody was going to say that.
Oh, my gosh.
These are lies. A lot of people seem to think she was just kidding. Big fake out. Don't start that.
The Snape series? The Chronicles of Severus? That would be fun.
If I had to put money right now, I would put it on Albus Severus Potter's Chronicles.
Mm.
It means ASP. ASP, Albus Severus Potter, ASP. Do you think she knew?
Not as catchy as HP.
ASP? Hello.
All right, come on in.
Hello, okay, welcome everybody.
There we are, everybody's here.
Welcome to Natalia Tainos.
Come on
Mr.
up.
Mr. Devin Murray. Mr. Hugh Mitchell. Colin Creevy. And where's our Angelina? Is she here? She's not here? Oh, yeah. Come up here. We've never met... Well, I've met him. So we're going to have them introduce themselves to you guys. These are... Why don't we start with Mr. Hugh?
I'm introducing myself?
Yes.
I'm Hugh Mitchell, and I was Colin in the second film. So,
yeah. I'm Natalia Tenner, and I was Nymphadora Tonks.
I'm Devin Murray, and I was Seamus Finnegan.
And I'm Danielle Tabor, and I was the first Angelina Johnson.
Well, welcome, guys.
Welcome, welcome.
This is a little weird for us, because we haven't met three of these guys. I'm Melissa, and this is John, and we do a Harry Potter podcast called Pottercast, which is what you're on right now. And later on, this will be transmitted on the internet, so nothing is
awesome.
Secret, nothing is safe.
No cursing.
It's very nice to see two kind of old Potter faces. You look nothing like you look.
It's been like 5 years, like between no more than that, like 6 years.
6 years.
6 years.
Since it came
out. I did
that
when I was 12. So.
Does anybody recognize you anymore, or do?
People, when people find out, like they don't look at me and go, "That was Colin." But when people already know and they see me and they go, "Oh yeah," so yeah, like it varies.
They do the squinty eyes, like, "Oh, I can see."
it's quite fun to watch. Just people, especially when they have a picture of Colin and then they look at me and what the hell happened there?
We actually, you were the subject of discussion on our podcast a couple of weeks back, because one of our fans found your MySpace with your band.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize if we sent a flood of Harry Potter fans over
to troll
your space. So
I have about like I always have just new messages of just people. I'm like, these are Harry Potter people. Yeah, these people found my MySpace. That's okay. It's all right.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing now? What you're doing?
Well, I've just finished college.
Awesome. Congrats.
Thank you. Well, anyway, yeah. It's kind of easy. I just sort of finished. It wasn't really an achievement, but that's okay. I appreciate it. Anyway. And now I'm just really working on acting when I can and music when I can.
Very cool.
These are my two passions.
So. We'll get back to you. Ms. Tana, very nice to meet you.
Hi.
I've been talking about, so I'll pass it on to John, who knows your character very well.
Oh, gosh. Tonks. Wow. Well, we have to ask you first, of course, have you read Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, the last book of the
yes.
series? So we know what's coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is so cool. Okay. Is there anything you can tell us about what you filmed so far for Half-Blood Prince?
For the Half-Blood Prince, I have to kind of fight... Am I allowed to say that? I don't know. I'm allowed to say about the next movie.
We won't tell.
I had to like kill some fire snakes. That's about it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It was wicked. I got home like at like 5 a.m. to my ex-boyfriend. He's like, how's your day? And I was like, yeah, I killed some snakes. It's good.
Now is that in that whole we've seen it's been officially revealed that there's a new scene in Half-Blood Prince, which is where there's an attack on the Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
And is that part of all that? Because
yeah, that's a bit.
That's great. That's pretty awesome.
So cool. We really like this stuff. Yeah. We've been talking about it every week for about 2 or 3 years now.
Wow.
So,
well,
yeah, this is our 152nd show of this. But, okay. Anyway, there's something you've said recently that got all of the fans in a tizzy, I guess, is relating to the end of the movie with Dumbledore's funeral, or lack thereof. Everybody is wondering how that changes the movie, and if it has a different impact of how the movie ends. And everybody knows.
Yeah. I mean, I was really sad because I got the script, and I really wanted that last bit. You know, in the book, like... You know, that's the point when, like, the whole film she's been depressed, and that's the moment, like, when someone just died, she's like, oh, I love you, you know, to the wolf, dude.
Yes.
But they cut it all out, and I was really sad about that, because I really wanted to, like, snog him, you know, in it. It'd be quite cool, but that's all gone now.
Oh, it's all gone? Like, your relationship with Lupin?
Well, now it's
just
kind of a given, like, in the middle when they attack the Weasley house, I'm kind of, like, with him.
You know, wow.
It's off script direction.
Yeah, like, you know, it's meant to be like a subtle thing, like I touch his shoulder or something. Like, you know, we've obviously gone to bed a few times, or I don't know.
Definitely.
Anyway. Next question.
PG-13 podcast today. No, but it's good that they're bringing it out because, as you know, you do have an off-page death scene in Deathly Hallows. It doesn't even. We just find out about it.
Oh, yeah, I get pregnant.
And that's right. You also get pregnant.
There's that. And then you're dead.
And then you get abandoned.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty epic.
It's pretty, yeah.
As far as dramatic endings go for characters, I think yours is pretty up there.
I really hope there's like a battle scene. I really want something really bad to happen to me. You know, blow up or something. But I think it might just be like in the book, all you hear is that you just see her dead body somewhere. Right.
Well, they tend to amp things up, I guess, for the movie. So we might see this huge thing in the Great Hall where everybody's in there.
Yeah.
I'd welcome that. I think that'd be pretty cool.
What are you hoping happens for you in the next movie, Devin? This is Devin Murray.
Sorry? I don't know. Well, in this movie that we've just done, like, Seamus isn't in it, like, pretty much hardly in the movie. But, no, like, he's still full of, like, his old tricks, like... being a stupid little wizard and having a bit of fun. So,
stupid little wizard.
He is, though. He's actually the stupidest wizard in Hogwarts. He's never once got a spell right, and he doesn't in this movie either, so... I don't know, he's still a pretty cool character to play, like, real random, which is pretty cool, so...
Are we going to see any more of Seamus the Accidental Pyromaniac?
We might do in this movie.
Excellent. I love that Seamus.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
He just sort of, you don't know what to expect of him, like, when he's doing a spell. Whether he's going to actually get it right, or whether he's just going to mess it all up. And
or hurt everybody.
Exactly. It'd be great. Yeah. Just to blow up the whole place. No, it wouldn't be really good, would it? It'd be pretty bad.
We don't hear much about what happens to his to him at the end of the series.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any plans, any grand ideas for him?
Not really, not yet. I was thinking about a few different things there. Like, what could happen, what couldn't happen. But I reckon he'd probably die, blowing himself up, probably as usual. Or else trying to fly on the broomsticks. Because Seamus is supposed to be like, the worst person on a broomstick as well. Which we find out in this movie as well. So, yeah.
Quidditch, I'm imagining.
It's just like for all the tryouts and everything. So.
Very cool. And we have our first Angelina. Can you tell us what you've been up to since the first film?
Yeah, just been just doing acting here and there. So like in between, when I was at college, I was doing like the first three Harry Potters. And then like in England, like doing a lot of like kids TV because I look really young, even though I'm 23. So like I do a lot of like BBC stuff for like children's TV and things.
What's been your favourite thing you've done since
Harry Potter? I did a show called The Misty Show, which was about fairies. So I was a fairy with dreadlocks, which was wicked.
That's awesome.
That very cool. What's your dream role? What are you hoping for in the future?
Like literally just to like get another acting job. Like it's always, you never know. Like you go for so many auditions and you're not necessarily going to get one. So to really just get another role, to do a good drama series would be good. And more theatre, so that'd be cool. Yeah.
Shall we open up for questions yet, or do we want to go through everybody one more time? Or
I think if you guys have any thoughts on the series as a whole, and especially you guys are still filming and still part of it, and the direction it's going in, you know, trying to say.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, neither am I really. I mean, we're getting close to the end of this humongous series,
yeah.
And how do you feel this movie is setting us up for that? This Half-Blood Prince coming.
I don't know. You don't actually know at all anything until you see it. Because when you do it, you just do so many weird little bits. And even the script, they give it out not full, like a full script, do they?
Oh, really?
I don't think they do, because actually, because, you know, someone could sell it and stuff like that. Everyone's got different numbers on their scripts, and you don't even get the whole, to read the whole thing. So you have no idea what's going to happen until you go in to a premiere, and you've got to watch it. It's terrifying. And that's when that's when you know what it's about. So I don't know.
So much of these movies now are done in front of the blue screen where you don't know where you're at. You don't know what you're looking at even. And with Deathly Hallows splitting it into two movies, Deathly Hallows being as big as it is, do you think that that they'll be able to tell the whole story, get everybody's bits in there? Because there's so much wrapping up for every character to do.
I reckon they will, but I was thinking about it. Like, I don't know if they're going to film the whole thing in one go and then split it up in the cinema. That could be quite cool. Like, if one came out and then, like, a month later, the other one. But I think they should make it quite close together, personally.
They have to, really, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. But I think they definitely do. They have to have the last movie in two actual parts.
Yeah,
I think... Well, when we found out they were going to split it in two, we were trying to figure out where would that splitting point be? What would be the big dramatic ending for one, part one, the cliffhanger, and then, you know, it's hard to have a cliffhanger. Everybody knows what's coming next. But
The Kingdom Hearts guy doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to open up for questions, whatever questions you guys have for these folk.
A lot of us were frustrated at the end of the seventh book because we didn't know what happened with some of the characters, and JKR was really nice to, in all those subsequent interviews, to tell us, and Angelina ends up with George. So I wondered how you felt about that.
Yeah? That's cool. That's fine by me. Yeah, why not? like, you want to end up with someone, you know, that's, like, fun and, you know, got a good character in the film. So, yeah, exactly, me too.
Well, she was with Fred for a while. She was with Fred before that.
Uh-huh.
So, and then Fred dies.
So that, have a bit of both.
Yeah.
Best of both.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm pleased with that.
For Devin, you've been with all the films. Is there a certain scene out of any of them that you've either been in or haven't that was your favorite?
My favorite by far would probably be from the fourth movie with the, what was it? Oh, I can't even think what it was now. The Yule Ball scene, sorry. That was just amazing. Like, when we walked into the set and we just seen it, it was, like, totally mind-blowing. Like, all the ice skills and everything was just crazy. Like, so much good fun doing it. Like, we all had to learn, like, all our dancing and everything. So there was 8 weeks of learning how to ballroom. So you can imagine, like, all of us in a room learning how to ballroom. We're, like, ripping it out of everybody. Like, you know, it has to be done. Like, here's your mate lifting up some beautiful-looking girl. Like, ooh, you're in there. So, yeah, like, we all had a bit of fun anyway.
In the fifth Harry Potter movie, the last one, you fight with Harry. What was your feelings on doing that scene, and was it hard doing it?
I was kind of actually looking forward to it, because nobody actually, like, none of the Harry's best mates or anything actually fights him at all. So I just thought, like, it'd be, like, shake things up a little bit. And there was actually supposed to be some fisticuffs flying, so I was pretty annoyed that they had to cut that out. But no, I think it was kind of hard to do it, like, everybody else, like, hating you, like all the Harry Potter fans are like, So I kind of had to think about it for a while. I was like, that's cool, we go ahead with that. So
who would have won that fight?
I would have, obviously. Definitely, like, there's no question.
He's Irish.
Exactly, there you go. The fighting Irish.
I always felt that, like, in the movie, Tongs got a raw deal. She, her part got really cut down. How do you feel about that? Do you feel the same way?
I don't really care. Honestly, I don't. Like, I'd never read any Harry Potter's. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know what a muggle was, or Voldemort. And I slowly got into it while I was doing the fifth one. And, like, this really nice runner called Amy, she gave me all the Harry Potter films and said, watch it. And I got into it, and then when I got the sixth script and it was cut, that's when I was a bit like, oh, really? That's really lame. Like, I wanted that snogging scene at the end and all that. That was a bit sad, but it doesn't matter, really. You know, there's other stuff around. It's all good. Be careful.
Who's next?
Hugh, is it? They were talking earlier about your MySpace page. What kind of music are you doing?
What kind of music am I doing? I'm in sort of, well, the band that I've been going, that I've been doing the most stuff with, it's been kind of like melodic rock. But in terms of the music that I'm really into, like, it's just my other massive passion is just metal music. So that's not all metal, like, a lot of it is just sucks, but, you know, yeah, so just rock, basically, if I'm being broad, yeah. So say that again?
Is it on your, what's your MySpace?
What's my MySpace?
Give it a plug.
I'm not going to give that out, like, to the world, man. Oh, yeah, okay, well, if you want to hear my band, it's myspace.com/thecravingmusic.
If you had to choose today between acting or music, which one would you go for?
Don't make me answer that, man. It depends what I'm doing. If I could do a tour around the world with a band, rather than do one movie, then that's what I would do. But if I could do, you know, 10 movies and have 3 gigs, you know, then it would be that. So it really depends what I'm doing. So yeah.
Just, did we hit on this before and I forgot? Seventh book, Colin gets a pretty raw deal as well.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah. Well, I don't know. He becomes a bit of a fighter, doesn't he? So, it's alright.
Sneaks back in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What do you think of this Nigel kid? You aware of Nigel?
I'm vaguely aware of Nigel.
Yeah. What's wrong with the plant?
the little guy. He seems to have picked up a few of Colin's
qualities.
Yeah, and a few of the things that we would expect him to be doing.
I really don't mind at all.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for you to trash talk him or anything here.
Yeah, no, I mean, fair enough. They do what they do. You know?
Yeah,
they make the films how.
Of course,
you
yeah.
know. I mean, I'm sure it's not one person that decides these things. You know?
I just think it'd be really funny if in Seven, in order to have Colin's death scene, we just you just showed up. Hey, Colin! Everybody's like.
Yeah, back with a vengeance. Yeah, I think that should happen. Yeah.
The introduction would be interesting. You'd have
Absolutely.
To show a picture of you side by side.
Yeah, why not?
Everybody. Okay. Who's next?
Speaking of music, on the DVD for Order of the Phoenix, you sang a song for us.
That's when I was busking on the tube.
I thought it was really good.
Thanks.
I
only made it up to get money, people.
Do you have any interest in...
Oh, I'm obsessed with music. I've tried to set up 4 bands, and every time I set up a band, I get a tour for theatre, and so I've got to go off. But I'm now going to sort my act together, because I don't have any work over the summer, and I've got a mate called Sam and a mate called Pep, and we're going to do like a gypsy soul funk band, and in the summer I'm going to go to the biggest brass band festival in Romania, where it's just loads of gypsies with trumpets on the street. And I want to do that. I love singing. I love it, everything. Accordion, guitar, it's all good.
A few Harry Potter offshoot things from the movie. I know you were involved with too, because it had surprised me was the Order of the Phoenix video game you had done some of the voice work for.
That was weird, man.
Was it?
That was so weird. I hadn't played Colin for like 5 years. They were like, "Oh, Hugh, can you come and be Colin again for a game?" I was like, "Yeah." Sure. So then it took me like 10 minutes to get back into like the excite. They were like, be more excited. And I was like, I can't. It's so hard. But yeah, I mean, I did that, and then I got the game, and I just spent about an hour just hitting my own character with a bench.
Yeah.
Like I had to record about 100 different getting punched sounds and.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They put a lot of work into that game.
That's so much work.
Has there been talk yet about getting you guys back to work on the 6th video game?
Who knows, man?
Not yet?
Yeah.
It's probably pretty early.
Yeah.
I'm Kristen, and this is for everyone. Where do you think they're going to split the 7th book for the movies?
None of us have a clue, basically.
I can't remember the book. I did read it. I did. I remember crying when Dobby died, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe somewhere in the forest, because that whole forest bit was really long. So somewhere in that,
yeah.
I reckon...
There's a lot of camping.
Somewhere in the middle, basically.
Somewhere in the middle. Very nice. Pick a page number, chop it down the side.
Where do you think it should be cut?
I think it should be cut when, like, right after Dobby dies. That's where I think.
That'd be so sad.
What a sad ending.
Why does he have to die? Why?
What about Danielle? What do you think?
I think just... like you say, like it's really hard because there's not a cliffhanger. But if they can just work up any bit of suspense during something so that you're waiting, like, on the edge of your seat for the next bit, then any of it's good. But, like, the whole book's wicked, so, you know, you're always going to be waiting for the second half. So it's cool.
Kevin?
I agree with everything they said. It's just, like, I wouldn't have a clue. Really, I actually haven't a clue. As you said... Everything, like, once you do one scene, you're already waiting for the next scene to come along. So, they can split, I think they can split it pretty much anywhere, really. And then they can just start it off again, and happy days. We'll see what happens anyway.
Who's next?
Only an opinion. It seems to me that a good spot to break it would be when the trio gets back together and Ron returns. And they destroy that... the Horcrux.
Is that when Ron comes back?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
that would be good.
Right after the silver dough. That would be really cool there.
Yeah.
That, or at least a good place to break it. And of course, any time when they leave the shell house, you get the rest is just 24 hours, but there's so much packed into that 24 hours. 10 chapters of the book. I'm glad I don't have to make the decision.
It's also kind of triumphant. He comes back, they discover that somebody's on their side, you know, it's like a big, nice way to end instead of a funeral. Okay, who's next? Can you come down?
Shout loudly, man. Just
or
shout.
Just shout. This is why I like live shows. Okay. Who else?
Out of all the creatures, which is your guys' favorite creature and why?
What are them little, like, elfy things? Like, in the second film, there were these little elfy... Yeah. The pixies? I love them. They're brilliant. They're mine.
Probably Buckbeak. Like, he was just, like, so random. He was pretty cool. Like, yeah, what's the real term from... What are they called? Hippogriff. That's the one. They're just like...
It was random, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I like them.
I don't know if this is a creature, but I like that book that, like...
Yeah.
That was cool, man. The magic book.
Monster book.
Monster book.
There we go. Well, the basilisk was a nasty... Like, I like that, yeah.
Especially the last book. Do you think that it would be better...
I always thought that they should have split the fourth book personally.
Mm.
Like, there's so much in it that, like, the likes of the Quidditch World Cup, there was hardly any of that. Like, that was something that's definitely, like, all the Quidditch is my favourite parts in all the movies, really. But, there just wasn't enough of it in any of the movies, I don't think. But, the World Cup was just, like, a big disappointment for me. So, they could have, like, just got everything, like, even the likes of the Yule Ball, they could have made more out of that. But, oh well.
But if you split everyone, you'd end up with, like, 14 films.
True.
Yeah, yeah, but everyone would be, like, 30 by the time...
We'd be on Zimmer frames.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the feeling, Devin? I guess you've been there from the beginning, amongst all the guys there from year one, now that we're nearing the end here. Is it people kind of... savoring every moment of it, or getting ready to move on to something else, or mix, or is it...
No, we're definitely, like, bonding even more now, because we know it's all coming to an end. We're all 18, pretty much. We can go out and have a few drinks back home. So, like, once we all hit 18, pretty much, like, we all became even closer, because we could go out nightclubbing and have fun. So, I know it's going to be really, really hard now, once it's all done and dusted. But I'm sure we'll all meet up. Definitely. Like, we always meet up whenever we can, anyway.
That's cool.
Like, it's pretty hard for me living in Ireland. I've got, like, travel over to London and then meet up. But I always make time for them anyway.
Yeah. Awesome. You get to be on a really high pole, okay? And underneath, it's like a contraption, like the kind of thing they have in fairgrounds to move stuff. And you go really high up. And on my first day, they plaster cast your arse. So they've got an arse shape on your broom, which is, like, you know, typical for you, which I love. I love my broom. And then you sit there, and there's these, like, really hot guys with big arms and, like, big tubes of air blowing it in your face. So it's like you're on a motorbike that's moving. Awesome.
This is directed to the people who've worked with David Yates. Based on some of his previous work, and I've never, you know, seen a lot of it, but it's interesting to see him do something like Harry Potter. So I just want to know what he's like as a director and, like, you know, personally, how is he with you guys?
It was a really big leap from him. Like, he's just done, like, TV movies and all that. And he's just done such an amazing job with Harry Potter. And, like, he's such a really nice guy as well. Like, his way of directing is pretty cool. It's like he'd come up to all the guys on set and say, listen, what's your input for this scene? So you'll say to him, well, how about if Shane was supposed to do this with Dean Thomas or Neville or somebody like that? And he'll film that. And then we'll do it his way, and then we'll do it, say, Matthew's way and Rupert's way. So he's a pretty cool guy. Like, he always lets you have your own input in the movie. So
we have about 5 minutes left with these guys, so let's get some really good questions at the end. So that we can keep going to the end, let me just say it now. Thank you guys very much for being with us, and thank you to the Florida Supercon for having them and setting this up. So,
absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Let's do questions.
Thank you.
I got one quick thing, considering we're in Florida. Being built not too far from here is the Harry Potter Wizarding World at Universal Orlando. I don't know if you're all aware of this. It's supposed to be done somewhere in 2010, I think. Are you planning on coming out here to check it out? Have you been involved with this in any way?
That was the first I've heard about it.
Was it really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, why not? Yeah.
I'm here. Yeah, man.
I'll definitely be here. And look, the best thing about it is if we don't get jobs for the rest of our lives, we can go and work there.
Oh my God.
It'd be great, seriously.
Absolutely.
Just don't blow anything up, okay?
Exactly. Jesus. Oh.
They could stage that.
But no, they've been doing quite a lot of the stuff on the set. They've been getting different things done in London, so it's going pretty cool. I haven't done anything yet, anyway.
Well, it'll be the Seamus Finnegan stunt show.
Exactly. You know, there we go.
One of those amphitheater things with a
instead
fire.
Of Fear Factor.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Riding on the broom, right into a wall. It'd be great. Say loud.
If you all had to self-identify as being in one of the four houses,
Slytherin.
Yep, Slytherin.
Slytherin,
man.
They kick ass. Big time.
Am I the...
Oh, I agreed with these guys.
Yeah.
It's such a cool house.
It's fun.
Yeah. I don't really know what the other ones mean, so... I mean, what do they mean?
The other three are really goody-goodies. That's the thing.
What Hufflepuff are goody-goodies?
Yeah.
Ravenclaw are what?
Goody-goodies.
Goody, that's smart. What is the brainy one?
Brainy.
Oh, okay, yeah, so...
Yes,
like, I'm not brainy, like, I just want to have fun. Yeah. Like, Gryffindor is fun and everything. Like, there's always more happening there. But Slytherin just, like, kick ass. Yeah. Really. Like, Draco Malfoy, like, he's a real slime ball. So, like, that's who I'd love to be anyway. Be the buzz you have.
Hot girls. Well.
Exactly, yeah. Oh.
He's a slime ball, he says, in the nicest way possible.
He's a slick-haired git.
Yeah, exactly. Yes! Okay, I think one more? All the way in the back? Say it real loud.
Who's your favorite actor and worked with all the movies?
Brendan. The big Irish man. He's massive. And I went up to him and I said, can I hug you on my first day? Because I didn't know if he was a double or a real guy. And he's got this infectious laugh. Like, when he laughs, everyone has to laugh. He plays a double bass. He's just awesome. He's been married for something like a million years. And he's got, like, four sons. I'm like, I really want to meet one of his kids. Finally. That Irish accent, man.
Very, very nice.
Mine would be Brendan Gleeson as well. And the late Richard Harris. He was just absolutely amazing.
Yep.
And he was just such a really nice guy. Like, he's another Irish man as well, so that was the plus. And he loved an old drink or two, so.
I was... I loved meeting Alan Rickman. He was just... Like, he was really shy for some reason. I don't know. But he's just... I don't know. He has, like, a presence, but I don't know. I respect that man. Yeah.
Mine were the twins. Like, we had so much fun. And they used to just prank everyone. And, like on the Quidditch team and stuff... And they used to just lie about random things. Like, what? I swear James said that Oliver had been shot in the head. And I was like, really? He made up this whole story. And we were all sitting at,
yeah.
That. And, like, the whole story. And I'm so gullible. So I was like, wow. Who had a gun? Why? Do you know what I mean? They said they were in a farm or something. And then it came out, like, a week later that it was a complete lie. And it was, like, really boring. Like, he fell over. But, yeah, no, they were wicked.
Not really.
Yeah, not like, yeah, then none of them seem like telepathic with each other that I've noticed.
I was laughing to himself.
I like this. They might have, just haven't noticed. Could be just so useless.
Let's try to squeeze one more in, right in the middle here. Now you're all talkative.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
Let me just repeat that. It was if you had a chance to play an evil character, right? Just for the recording.
Well, they said they'd all be Slytherin, so.
And as we all Slytherins are evil.
Yeah. How's that?
Yep.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Oh, wait, which is, I didn't see. Where? Oh, right there.
I'd be Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, I agree.
Either Bellatrix or that crazy professor, you know, with the glasses.
Oh, Trelawney.
Very nice.
Good call.
Yeah. You too?
I am a girl, but I would really want to be Draco Malfoy. Really badly.
You would look like a good Draco Malfoy.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly. Yeah. I really could. Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.